Hey, welcome to the conversation. Today we're actually on a road trip and we've got the whole family in the van traveling down the I-5. It's like 2.5 hours each way. It's interrupted our week. We're doing biometric testing with immigration, so it's interrupted a whole heap of stuff. And I've got in the vehicle Janine.
Hello.
A bunch of kids, 13-year-old, 15-year-old, 17-year-old, and an 18-year-old. And we're learning how to amuse ourselves on the way. So it's just kind of reminded us of, a couple of things, really. One is, it's like, how do you have joy on the journey? When there's, you got to do things. Sometimes you got to go places you don't want to go. Sometimes it interrupts you. Sometimes life seasons are like that. And how do you keep joy in the journey and fun along the way? And it reminded me of a book that I read relatively recently called The Book of Joy. And it's written by a secular Jew interviewing the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Both the Dalai Lama and the Archbishop have been through phenomenal challenges and difficulties. And they talk about joy and what joy is and how to keep joy as a center and keeps you going. And really, the whole book distills down to three key things. Those that have joy and those that don't. The three things that determine the difference between the two is, number one, your ability to reframe the situation, to change your perspective, to see it differently. And number two is your ability to be generous. There's always someone worse off than you. There's always someone that you can help out. So those that have joy have an ability to experience or express generosity. And the third one is your ability to express gratitude, of being thankful. Thankful is always, when you're thankful for stuff, you find things you're grateful for, it always changes your perspective. And if I can do those three things, change my perspective, express generosity, and express gratitude, then that sets me on a course to live a life that has joy at its core, regardless of what I am going through. So if you're going through tough times today, then listen on up. This is going to be a fun episode as we just go off the reservation and talk about what's going on today and where we're learning. So Janine, what about for you? You were talking about experiencing joy in different situations. What do you do to give you joy?
Well, at the moment, one of the things that's bringing me joy is we have some new little chickies. We've all said that we wanted to have chickens. And so finally we have bought some chickens. There was 17 little chickies living in my laundry, plus the two ducklings that we said yes to. And so now we've finally built the run and the coop and they're all outside. And so financially, the cost of doing that didn't really make sense in this season. But becoming really aware that some of our kids are going to leave home really soon. And so if we're going to do it, let's just make the decision to do something that brings us all joy. And so we have laughed a lot as we've watched our little chickies and their interactions, and just choosing to do things, even where there's a cost, even where there's an investment that sometimes doesn't make sense, it actually it is worth the investment to bring joy into our lives. One of the things that's bringing us joy, even as we go on this journey, is that we have Ben, who brought his Pearl Before Swine book with him. If you've not heard of Pearls Before Swine, well, get ready, because it's a little irreverent. We have, after much vetting, decided that this one we can share with you. So Ben, why don't you go ahead and share this little excerpt from a comic strip.
So just tell us a little bit. Pearls Before Swine is a comic book. It makes us laugh. We're not sure if we're laughing at the story or if we're laughing at Ben, who's laughing at the story, but either way, it's really enjoyable and everyone laughs. So Ben, tell us what this is and then tell us this favorite one you've just read.
So Pearls Before Swine is a book all about, or a comic strip all about, these different animals who can talk, and some of the animals are not very smart, and that becomes the core idea of the comic strip. So here's one that I found earlier on today. Good morning, pig. What are you up to? I really love folk music, so I'm debating whether to join NEFFA, NEFA. What's that? The New England Folk Festival Association. So why don't you? Because I really believe in women's rights, so I'd also like to join NOW, NOW, the National Organization for Women. So why not join both? Because I can't afford the dues for both. So it's one or the other? It's now or never.
So I don't know if that makes you laugh or cry, but if you're in the right mood, it's finding fun in the moments and just enjoying it. And so there's fun things we can do on our trip to Sacramento that could be boring otherwise. One of the kids is coloring a piece of paper. Others are reading. Others are looking out the window with their pillow and blanket. But there's things that you can do in the moment that bring fun and joy. The chickens, the thing for me is I've come from more an agricultural background, so it's got to be an economic reason why you would have chickens. There is absolutely no economic reason to have chickens. I think Janine found this article online that worked out that over 12 months, the cost per egg for a home-raised egg was about $1.47, which is about what you'd pay for a dozen eggs at the supermarket without any work. So I'm thinking it's the stupidest financial decision ever. But looking at what is happening in my family and the joy that that brings to my wife, it's not an economic decision. It's a well-being decision of finding joy in the journey. And the funniest thing is those, what are those called?
They're called a white Polish. Anything that has, any chicken that has those funny feathers sticking up, looking like, I don't even know, like a waterfall of feathers off the top of their head. They're ridiculous. And the bigger they grow, the more ridiculous their feathers grow. And they're just even more stupid than the other chickens somehow. So watching them strut around with their feathers going everywhere, it's just crazy. It just makes us laugh every day.
Yeah, and watching you laugh and have joy in that, that is fun. And actually having one of the kids get locked in the coop, that was kind of amusing as
well.
With a friend. Yeah.
And the distress. The distress call or the distress text that went out to the rest of the family. I'm locked in the coop with Ashlyn. Please come and rescue me. So we all had a good laugh about that, especially when we found out that Ashlyn made her way through the little chicken door out to let Emily out of the chicken coop.
Yeah, there's awards for that.
So the other thing that I was remembering as we were talking about joy is last year we got evacuated from our house. We'd been in our house for just 6 weeks, and then a fire came through, and obviously really distressing. Lots of people lost their homes. We for 3 days didn't know if our home had burned down, and then we found that out, and we ended up being in this rental for 3 months. And I tell you what, it was a really tough time because so many of our friends were in great distress. We were in great distress. We'd lost the land, all the beautiful trees on our land. And so I remember some of the things that we did just to bring joy. One of them was we ate an awful lot of ice cream, more than we should have, but it became the, actually as we got evacuated, we took some Cold Stone special ice cream that we had bought during the day with us. We ate that as we evacuated.
In the middle of evacuating,
we ate ice cream. So it kind of became the go-to, hashtag trauma, let's eat ice cream. But it really was, let's choose to have joy even when we feel challenged. The other thing that we did in regards to generosity was our church became involved with the Salvation Army Distribution Centre. And so we, as a family, went down and volunteered there. We walked people through the distribution centre. Ben, I remember working outside in crazy smoke and heat, just stacking water bottles to serve other people. The people coming through were actually in the same position as us. They'd been evacuated. Some of them had lost homes, some of them hadn't. But it was a great way to just stay grateful, to change our perspective, and to give, instead of sitting home feeling sorry for ourselves, to actually look and say, what can we do to give and to stay grateful that we didn't lose our home? I just remember it being a really, really tough time, but some of the things we did in the midst of it just to laugh and to have joy and to do things as a family, like that's, I think, really important when you're going through a tough time. Like, just choose to celebrate the little things. Don't wait for the huge breakthrough. find something. There's always something you can celebrate. And it doesn't have to spend a lot of money if you're in a tough financial time. We've had so many times of celebration where we've just bought a little bit of candy and some soda from the supermarket and maybe put out a picnic blanket.
In our backyard.
In our backyard. Just, it can be very simple, but the very thing, making the decision to celebrate, making the decision to laugh. Actually, sometimes we've put on the stupidest movie, knowing it's kind of crazy, knowing that it'll make us laugh in the worst times, in the times that it's been tough, and just saying, we need to laugh, we need to choose joy, and finding something, whatever it is, it might not be chickens, you think of chickens and go, well, that's really dumb. Find something where you can invest into bringing joy into your life.
So I think it's that short term, in the moment, the immediate things, that is the fun or the joy, the gratitude, the generosity, the changing of perspective, but also finding things in your life that give you joy on a long-term basis. Finding the things, I love what Janine teaches around people going on a love journey. What do you love to do? Some people don't even know. They're just, we've so reduced our life to the mundane or the comfortable or this, what is just, I'm safe. It's like, no,
and
no.
And what's expected. You know, so many times it's, what do I have to do to look like a good Christian? What do I have to do to look like I've got it all together? I remember coaching a lady and going on one of those love journeys that Andy just mentioned. And I said, every time I met with this lady, she was always dressed in navy or black and white, like very, very subdued. And I laughingly said to her, just go on a love journey and see what, find what you love, and just go into a store. You don't have to buy things, but just note what you're drawn to. I said, you might find you love wearing orange shirts, thinking that's the last thing she'd ever do. And I met with her a few months later and she said, you'll never guess what. And I said, what's that? She said, I went in and I've now bought two or three orange, bright orange shirts, and I've discovered that I actually love bright colors, but I thought I had to do what was expected and just wear plain and wear what was safe and expected. So on a, there's so many things. You don't, again, you don't have to spend a lot of money, you don't have to spend a lot of time, but just God wants you to enjoy things and, you know, just go out and find what those things are.
Yeah, for me, just recognizing one of those things that I, that gives me life or I find joy in is trail running. Over the back of our house, it opens up into a reserve. So there's kilometers and kilometers or miles, depending on where you are, of trails to run or to bike or to ride a horse if you're that way inclined. And I've recognized one of the things that gives me joy is just getting out and about, especially with our dog. We've got one dog and one pretend dog. The pretend dog is a small thing covered in fur. That's not sure if it's a cat or a dog or what it is, but then I've got a real dog, which is a German Shepherd cross husky named Izzy. And she is the best companion to go for a run and just getting outside in nature refreshes and restores my soul, gives me joy. But what I've even recognized is even if I watch a TV program or watch a movie, the ones that actually I enjoy are ones that are outside in nature, not ones that have this set in an office or in a building. It's really interesting finding those things that give me joy. For me, it's all about nature. The house where we live, it's peaceful, it's quiet. Those things are what we set up around our lives that intentionally help us live a full life. Janine, what about you? What are the things that you do that give you joy?
One of the things that is, I love being in nature. I've recently just given myself permission to try and find 30 minutes somewhere in the day where I can get out in the garden, or even if it's 10 minutes to be outside, to intentionally say that that's actually something that brings me joy and refreshes my soul. I walk pretty much every morning, and again, being outside, it's not being on the treadmill, but it's being outside. And I intentionally look at, so most of our neighborhood has burned areas. I could choose to look at all the trees that have burned down, but there are also wildflowers around, so I intentionally notice those things. And the other thing is just laughing with my kids. I'm realizing even as I drive today, one of the kids said as we got in the car, this is the first time in a long time we've actually all been in the car together, traveling somewhere for more than kind of 5 minutes. And I'm realizing that for me, being with the whole family, laughing together, laughing at crazy jokes, having crazy conversations, that's refreshing to me. It actually fills my soul. And I think just part of it is actually recognizing your soul is a big deal. It's not all about your spirit, man. It's actually saying my soul is given to me by God, and doing things that take care of your soul is part of what's in God's heart for you. He's not just, you need to be a spiritual robot and be strong in your spirit. Yes, that's important, but actually that's going to be in part taking care of you is taking care of your soul, and finding joy is part of that.
So we just encourage you, wherever you're at, if that's you're going through a tough time right now, do something that that would release joy in you, whether that's reframing your situation, looking at it from a different perspective of what are you learning in your situation right now that you could never ever learn otherwise. Changing that perspective. And number two is your ability to express generosity. Who could you give something to, do something for, that's in a situation different to you, will help you even in the changing perspective. Number three is gratitude. What can you be grateful for in the middle of this? But then,
and how do you find a place to laugh? If you need to buy or borrow from the library a stupid joke book, pretend you're like a 10-year-old and just laugh like it's really funny, even if it's just crazy, like most of Pearls before Swine.
If you need to do something, jump onto YouTube, watch famous failures. We'll do that. It's like, my wife said the other day, it's like, how many of those are women? It's like, none of them. It's all men doing stupid stuff. But sometimes you got to watch someone else doing something really stupid, and it makes you feel better about yourself every now and then. So we just encourage you, find joy in the journey. You get to choose joy, and we just bless you in that. If this has been of value to you and you want to go deep with us, just jump onto authenticlife.build, and you have a wonderful day.